What's up, baby dolls? Thanks for tuning in to the Look What We Found podcast. My name is Daniel, and I am here with
Louie.
Jasmine. And welcome
to the show.
I don't know what that was. Look, guys, here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
We have a special episode about conspiracy theories, and I'm just going to do full disclosure right now.
Yes.
Full disclosure, we were just recording it before.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we were talking about the devil.
Yes.
For a good amount of time, and we're exposing a secret about him. We had a whole thing, 15-minute bit.
Exposed.
I swear to God.
That's true, dude.
I was looking down. It looked like it was recording to me.
Yes.
All of a sudden, I looked down. It's not recording anymore.
666 appeared on the screen.
Some spirits don't want certain things to come to the light.
They don't want it.
At first, I was confused.
Yeah.
But now I understand why.
No
shit,
dude.
We're not going to repeat that one. We're going to do it later because I just want to make sure
it records,
you know,
this time.
The light doesn't fall on my head just
be
because
careful.
We're trying to expose certain things about the world.
I know.
So we're going to talk about conspiracies. We got a few for you guys. We're big conspiracy heads.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Jasmine are. Louis about a 7 out of 10. Mm-hmm. I'm a 10 out of 10. Jasmine's a 9 out of 10. I just rated everyone.
I was just going to say, okay.
Rated.
It's like, I don't know if he's qualified to do that,
I guess I'm
a 7.
All
Sounds
right.
Legit.
So Jasmine's going to start off with her conspiracy theory, and then we'll move through the show.
Yeah. So going into, since we left off on yours, and we're going to do it later because we're all too spooked.
Yeah.
It's
for
a little,
let's ease into it.
Maybe we shouldn't start out.
Yes.
You know,
speaking
talking
about the
about
devil.
The, you know,
yeah.
Who.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So another person that people are afraid for right now.
Uh-huh. Other than Daniel.
Other than Daniel and all of our listeners.
And, yeah.
Is Billie Eilish.
Whoa.
So right now there's a big conspiracy going around. I guess it's kind of a conspiracy.
Mm-hmm.
That people suspect that Billie Eilish isn't going to be around for that long and that she's going to have a tragic ending or something's going to happen to her.
Really?
Okay. Question. When they say not around for that long, is it career-wise or are you talking about her life?
The D word.
Final destination.
Big D energy.
Big D energy. Yes.
Yeah. So...
And I gotta say, Billie Eilish does have big D energy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Look at her.
Yeah.
She got a big old swinging thing.
Right? Yeah,
yeah, for
sure.
For sure. So people are thinking that she's going, something's gonna happen to her because of a superstition that's been around since the 60s.
Mm. Okay.
And it has to do with the way that her eyes are set up.
Are set up.
And
how are they set up?
Or it has to do with the way, with the type of eyes that she has.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So
I was like, maybe they set mine up.
I know, right? I said it like it was like a your DVR.
I just pictured two guys, two guys picking up a Billie Eilish from IKEA and fucking it up on the
like
eyes.
A spectrum.
You fucked up the eyes.
Yeah. But okay, so this superstition is called, it's called a Sanpaku eye. It's a Japanese superstition that tells you your fate via your eye shape.
Oh, no.
Man.
Your eye shape?
Yeah, your eye shape.
Mm.
Yeah, so everyone's looking around all sus. We're all like shifty eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this superstition, it took off in the West during the 60s.
Okay.
When this Japanese author, George Osawa, began predicting the deaths of famous American figures. So he predicted that Marilyn Monroe, JFK would end a grisly death based on their eyes.
Did you say a grisly death?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Like
a
tragic ending. Some type of, you know.
A grisly death.
Well, yeah.
Like
so,
a grisly bear? Is that where the world
comes from? Well, it's kind of
I mean, I thought it was more, I just saw a cocaine bear, by the way.
Uh-huh.
And
that's a grisly
what I,
fucking death right
that's
there.
That's what I thought, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, so you got pretty.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. So since then, people have speculated about the connection between Sanpaku and one's fate.
Oh.
So if you buy into
Sanpaku means the eye setup.
It's the
it's the way
that it is. So
okay.
If you
is
buy
it a specific type of eye setup?
There she
yes.
I think she's gonna get
okay,
that.
I'm sorry.
If you buy into the superstition, then it really depends whether the whites of the eyes are visible above or below.
Yours are
your
visible below.
I'm in danger, I think.
Okay.
Okay, so
let me see you round.
Yeah, let's go around.
Oh,
Yours actually, aren't either way.
Yours is on that one. On this one, on the left. And then yours wasn't.
I don't know.
Stop closing your eyes. She's all mine are like that.
Yeah, you're squinting a whole lot over there.
I'm just getting really suspicious now.
Okay, so what if I go like this? Are they exposed?
Oh, yeah, more the top than the bottom. Top than the
yours bottom. Is go like this. Open them all big. No, don't open them and close them.
I'm high. Just to say that right now, and it's not helping, dude.
Okay.
Well, Louis is exposed on the left, and then I thought yours was on the same side, but now I don't really see it.
Okay, I think the way it goes is that if you have sampaku, so that space, if you have it below, the world is a danger to you. If you have it above, you are a danger to the world. So people
have it above right now, yeah.
Famous people that
she's dead, dude.
So Billie Eilish, people are afraid for her because she has that space.
Okay. You guys are listening?
Yeah.
Billie Eilish has about a 6-inch space below the bottom of her pupil to her eyelid. It is one of the...
It's huge, right?
Okay, Louis, can you do me a favor?
Uh-huh.
Can you look up at me? Like
my Billie Eilish.
Billie Eilish, like if you're trying
You guys speed dated last week.
Oh, his are exposed when he looks like that too.
Yeah, because it's almost like a condescending, like I know better than you, like just like a smug look. And it's
like,
this,
I'm hot.
It's this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
Why are you making me do this podcast? And talk about the devil and then not on.
So, okay, other people again that they... So the guy, that author, George, he predicted that Marilyn Monroe...
bottom space. Bottom,
she has it too.
She predicted she would die. And also JFK.
JFK, bottom space.
Oh my gosh. I bet you he got shot on that side of the face.
He probably
did. Because look how big the space that is.
Yeah, so...
His right space is much farther than his left space.
Oh, for sure. So both of these were predicted by the guy, and then people started to be like, oh, man, you know? And so, the opposite, you are a danger to the world if you have space above.
Do you have, like, an opposite?
Oh.
So I have... Princess Diana also had that space on the bottom.
And who has it on the top?
Okay.
Bill
Marilyn
Gates?
Manson.
Marilyn Manson,
okay,
dude.
That's damn.
Oh,
yeah,
look at
he
that.
Does.
Oh, man.
But it looks like he's trying to do that.
No, well, he's crazy. He has crazy
that's true,
eyes.
That's true. Is anyone else have it above?
So I think that's the only one I really got that he had it above.
Look at how they have Abraham Lincoln. You can't see his
eyeballs.
I know. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. So they said Audrey Hepburn. I mean, so there was a few. So it's all based on superstition. So people that have that. So that's why people are saying
like
they're
looking
afraid.
At this for a long time now, I feel like.
Isn't that
well,
kind of
now
weird?
I think I'm going to look at all my family members. Like,
you have it on your left eye underneath.
Me?
Yes. Yes.
What does that mean? What do you think?
You're half danger.
Yeah. I'm going to get hit by a car and be paralyzed?
I feel like it could happen. You know, if you're not careful.
Yeah. So it's
keep that left hand up.
Yeah, yeah, so that was kind of mine. I thought it was interesting that people are kind of that's going around that. So keep an eye out for Billie Eilish.
All right, guys. So we're gonna do our, we're gonna do our conspiracy dial.
Yeah.
Okay, everyone. Thumb is all the way down. It's zero, and we're gonna see how far it goes up for everyone. Here we go. We're turning the lever. Turning the lever. Oh, we're all about the same. I'm about 40%. Louis 40%. Jasmine's 50% true.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're all
interesting.
Interesting. Yes.
Very interesting. But sometimes I think, did they capture that picture like this? And then they think she's going to die? I don't think so.
It's easy to see celebrities have already died to be when they're looking up at the camera, you know?
Yeah.
Also, if I'm fucking like this, that means I might die on this side. Come
that's
on.
True. That's
why would
true.
I go all the way up? All right. Do you want to do yours?
No, you can go do yours.
Okay.
I'll do mine.
So mine is very, very obvious, but some new light came shed to this type of story. Because
there's a lot of new light on
this. A new light on this.
Someone turned on the light.
Yep.
And it's pointed at the story.
Oh, brand new.
And pointed at a bunch of butts. And I will put this on because it's about the Kardashian curse that we all know about. And if you don't know, then try to get somebody to lift the rock in which you're living under.
Right.
Because, come on.
There's no new light down there.
Okay, so the
Kardashians. A rock lobster.
and the Jenners. It's the same fucking clan. They get a lot of flack for like getting their exes' careers to just spiral,
or their lives.
Oh, their for lives. Sure. Oh yeah. Yeah, no shit.
I think more their lives.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. So it's just there's multiple examples of this, just with like one of them, right? Like Kim has like several of them, but when you add the whole clan, Chloe's exes and Courtney's exes, mm-hmm, and Kylie now and Kendall.
Lamar Odom,
so yep.
smoking crack,
dude. Yeah. All
statistic, raging alcoholic.
And by the way,
Bruce Jenner,
chop suey.
Yeah, a lot of them, right?
And Kanye now.
Yeah, and
Kanye.
Now, and Bad Bunny's going downhill now.
Bad Bunny, dude.
Shut up.
He's going downhill. Think about it. He's going downhill.
Bad Bunny started. Oh, I didn't even think about this until right now. Thank you, marijuana. listen. We're going to talk about Kanye, obviously. We know that Devin Booker dated Kendall, and then, you know, he made it to the finals and in the NBA finals and fucking shit the bed after, right? He's a very talented dude. Before that, she dated another basketball player, Ben Simmons. And that motherfucker's so scared to take a shot that he won't even play in the games anymore. He was the first overall pick and rookie of the year.
And now
it's almost like a curse.
It's the Kardashian curse.
Does their life go downhill after they break up, or is it during? Does it kind of happen at the same time?
It starts like at the end of their relationship, and it keeps going after the breakup. It seems like that's true to me. But what I guess I didn't even think about is that Bad Bunny just started dating Kendall. And this homeboy, I think a week or two ago, was on WrestleMania.
Oh, okay. Wow.
And what happened in WrestleMania? Do you guys know?
No.
He got injured in WrestleMania because he got tossed into a table, dude.
Oh, wow.
And his body went this way and his neck did not.
So
that could be like, hey, dude, Bad Bunny. And I know that he's watching. That's a sign, dude. Mm-hmm. Get out now. I think that's going to be the only warning you'll get.
Yeah, he's getting bad press right now, too. Like, he's going downhill, dude. What is it?
Yeah.
What is that?
I don't know that one.
Have you guys not seen that meme where he's like, when I'm explaining to the mechanic what sound my car is making, and it's Bad Bunny going, bah, 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 bah.
Oh, no. I haven't heard that.
It's so good.
But anyways. Okay. The reason I bring this up is like that's not news, Louis, you may say.
Right.
Well, it's not. It's still interesting. And Bad Bunny did just get hurt, but whatever. What I'm saying is that there's this conspiracy theory that's going around in TikTok where there's a guy that claims that in the 1800s, one of their ancestors from the Kardashian family, a girl, made a deal with four witches.
Okay.
And in which they were going to establish, keep beauty and fame in her bloodline, but she would have to sell her soul to these witches, dude.
To the witches.
Four witches.
I didn't know you could sell your soul to a witch.
Four witches. How, is it four of them?
It was four.
No.
Now, they don't have. What do you mean?
Oh, no, there's more of them. I'm like, how many Kardashian sisters are there?
Oh, you think okay. That they are
no,
the witches.
No, I was just saying, is there the same amount of witches? I was just trying to count.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I see. No, I didn't even think about that. But no, but anyways, is that something that you would do, like an investment, would you say? Because I don't know if they granted this to her, to whoever made this deal. But if they said, like, listen, there's nothing we can do about you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you give us your soul, your whole lineage.
Your whole lineage forever would be rich and famous.
Yes. Would you do that?
Well, I know. Well, it depends on your definition of the soul and how long you think the soul lasts. If you think that your soul lives and dies on mm-hmm. this earth,
mm-hmm.
then yeah, fuck it. Who gives a shit? You know? Yeah, I'll give it to my family. But if you believe that your soul is eternal, which I believe that the soul is eternal and it's passed through many lifetimes forever into eternity until the universe ends, then no, I would, because that's what I believe.
You just dropped that bomb on me right now that you have those feelings?
I do have those feelings.
Ah.
What do you guys think about the soul? Do you think the soul is eternal? Do you think you lived a past life? You think it's your first and last life?
I don't know how I feel about that, because I still haven't decided whether this, and I'm more on your side, so let's just start there.
Okay.
But I don't know how I...
Soul is eternal. Do the dial. Yeah, ready? Yeah.
Okay.
For me, all the way up.
Oh, for me, it's probably right there.
50% for Louis.
60.
60. Jasmine's about a 65 with a curved thumb.
And she's okay about it. That's what, this is, I'm okay about my, this is how I feel about it.
Okay. So if you only have 50%, that's a toss-up, right? Would you sell your soul for your family the rest of the life?
No, I mean, based on those odds, it'd be stupid to go against your own thoughts. No, no.
Okay.
I wouldn't.
No, but yeah, same.
Anywho, how do you guys feel about this? You guys, it's about, I think I'm going to ask for the dial on this one. Do you guys feel there's a curse that's, you know...
That they actually have a curse on them?
Yes, dude.
Is that part of the curse with the witches? Like, yes, you're going to be famous, but every man...
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Okay.
Yes, that was... I'm so bad at this. one of the part of that deal was that any male that was surrounded by you in your surroundings would suffer.
Oh.
But you get the beauty, you get everything. Fame, riches, and...
Yeah. I don't know if they got the beauty, though. I think they just bought the beauty.
Well, it's like how crazy the world had to, like, come up with plastic surgery and stuff to fulfill this curse.
To fulfill the prophecy, right? Know? Yeah.
We must have
a lot of human
advancement. Witches, yeah. Man. Yeah.
But that's crazy, like, because it is so many of their partners are just, like, their lives have gone to shit.
It's true.
And it's not just, like, he lost his job, or his album didn't, you know, whatever it was. Like, it's always really bad. Like, Odom almost died.
He almost died, yeah.
And then who was it? Tyga.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he wasn't paying for all kinds of shit, so he got sued, and he got kicked out because he owed on rent. His Lambo or Ferrari got repoed all within, like, the few months of breaking up.
Oh,
but wow.
But obviously, you know, then you have the people that say, well, you're taking away the responsibility, accountability from the people that either made certain choices or took certain actions. Like, Lamar decided to take all those drugs, right? It was like,
yeah,
but
yeah, yeah, but I mean,
but is it the curse that makes them do that?
But don't you guys think maybe fame is the curse? Because they blow up, like, to a certain degree because they've been so hot for so long and that they're not used to it. Like, Chris Humphries, right? He was, like, a normal guy. Like, he was very, like,
just like a Humphrey guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just all Humphrey.
Humping around.
Humphrey.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm a Humphrey, you know?
Yeah.
Regular.
Yeah. What a name.
Regular
dude.
Your
name is Humphrey. That's not like a star name. Nothing.
No.
Nothing extremely good is going to happen to you.
No,
you're just a Humphrey.
Yeah, he just might get a couple rebounds and maybe a couple assists, and that's it. You know, you're good. But
I mean, what the hell is he doing now?
So you think that anyone that's famous, that's bound to happen, the pendulum is bound to swing the other way?
I think with somebody like them, that they make everyone sign NDAs and all that stuff. I just don't think people can cut it. Like, to the extent that they want to be catered to. And then there's more spotlight, and then maybe they get more money because they're getting more endorsements. Like Pete Davidson, too, right? He kind of, like, lost it after a while. It was, and he was everywhere, too.
Did he lose it?
I think he started going to therapy and everything, because he says that it was a lot of, like, the...
Was it possibly the song that Ariana Grande wrote, Thank You Next, right after she broke up with him and made a public spectacle about it?
Oof. That could also be a big factor of his depression.
I mean, I don't know.
She fucked his life up, dude. Let's just call it what it is.
But I don't know. It's just crazy. Like, Reggie Bush had a
Reggie
didn't really go... He kind of catapulted from that.
Well,
right?
No, not really.
But then he got
Reggie
Bush... He was
the bad guy.
No, Ray J.
Oh, Ray J. Oh, it's because you moved down. But it was Reggie Bush who was the running back. And
Ray J.
He was the bad guy. He got a lot of flack later because people were like, you released the sex tape. And that was something that they had agreed upon to do.
Yeah.
Like, but they marketed it as if he was like the boyfriend that released this
But
porn.
It was both of them.
Yeah. They got it was the mom signed the deal for
Yeah,
them.
Then he got a TV show. Yeah. His career was kind of catapulted from it.
Yeah, he just couldn't keep it up.
Yeah, because he just didn't, like, he really could sing very well, you know? Not that that matters that much.
No.
James Harden?
Yeah, so.
Also?
Yeah, he dated Chloe for a year, and I think he then proclaimed that that year was actually the worst year of his life.
Wow.
They've gone through, let me see, more?
Rick Ross. No,
that looks like him.
Okay. Oh, this is Kim's first husband that a lot of people don't even know about before she was even famous. And even still, he managed to be in debt for $4 million after. So it's just like nonstop.
How do you get in debt for $4 million?
Well, you know.
How do you do it?
Stupid choices.
Yeah, you buy one plane.
You buy one. Yeah, I guess.
Damn it.
And yeah. You're like, oh, I can't make the payments. All right. Well, okay. So what are we thinking about this one?
Well.
Do we take out your conspiracy dial?
Go. On this one, ready, go.
All right. Looks like Jasmine's at about 30, 25. I'm at 50. Louis at 75.
Yeah.
So Louis believes in the witch. And
yeah.
Okay. The last one we're going to do, guys, is about, it's basically about, instead of selling your soul to witches.
Yeah.
That you sell your soul to the devil. So you guys think that the devil exists?
No, I don't think so.
No. Okay. That was different.
I think there's evil energy, but I don't know if I do.
I agree with that.
Do you think that there's a central source?
You want, yeah.
Like one dude.
Not a dude, but like, I want to call it like a ball of energy.
Yeah.
Entity.
Kind of like the upside down.
Yeah.
In Stranger Things.
Okay. Yes.
But like more concentrated, that kind of like radiates out and pulls thing into it. And as it pulls things into it, it kind of like gets bigger and more powerful.
You're describing a black hole and a star at the same time. And I'm fucking digging it, dude.
Now, do you believe in the opposite? Do you believe in a good energy that is also a little ball?
And radiates.
And radiates out.
Yes.
And it's not maybe as powerful, obviously, in this world.
Yeah.
And it's difficult to find, but maybe it's out there. Do you believe in something like that?
Yes. I guess that's what I mean. I do believe in those type of like that positive and that like fucking evil, the good and evil energy. I do.
Okay.
But... Oh, anyways.
Yeah, see, I think I believe the same because I'm conflicted because of all the, like, I believe in demon, like, ghosts. And,
oh,
like,
yes,
those,
dude.
Demon
those
ghosts.
Types of
demon ghosts.
So,
I mean, that's
you
that's
know,
pretty devil-y.
Like, the sleep paralysis demon. Like, what the hell is that? So, that's stuff I believe in.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
So.
And those demons, do you think they started out as bad ghosts? Or bad spirits,
oh,
or do
I
you
don't...
think they were corrupted slowly over time?
Oh,
I always say that, dude. I always whenever we're watching like a movie with ghosts, I was like,
"How did you get?"
No,
here?
I always go, "Aren't there any fucking good ghosts?"
Yeah.
Patrick Swayze and Ghost was the last fucking good ghost I saw, and before that was Casper. That's it, dude.
In the movies, yes.
Well,
but there's what about Angels in the Outfield?
That's true.
Oh.
That's
forgot
true.
About
good
that
ghost.
One. Good ghost.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah,
I forgot. My bad.
Because I just think like babies come out neutral, right?
You
and
think
then
so?
I think so. Maybe like they came out with like a really bad energy here.
No.
Devil vagina. Poof. And maybe they caught some on the way out.
But you also said you believed in the soul.
Is, I do.
Is like used
eternal.
Over and over. So you don't think there's remnants of whatever you were?
Good question.
I got you.
Maybe
in a
if they didn't wash the I think sometimes they didn't cleanse the soul correctly when, or they spit it back out in the real world too quickly.
Dr. Dinner
you know?
Wear gloves.
Maybe he came back for another ride too quick.
Interesting.
All right. So anyway, this conspiracy is about people in the music industry specifically.
Yeah.
And we have some pictures here. Here's Demi Lovato pictured very nice. Angelic, maybe you could say, with a cross on her hand, looking nothing like the devil. And then the next one here, she's sitting on a cross with the red blood in the background in a like demonic type of attire.
Total 180.
Like bondage. Less clothes.
And the cross mattress is all stained.
Yeah,
it's clearly been used for a long time. Yeah. They didn't care to wash the cross mattress.
And by the way, the head of the bed is probably on this end.
She's probably sleeping
100%
upside down cross.
No, that's the right, because her arms have to go out to the side, so she's probably sleeping.
What I'm saying is that the head of the bed is on this side, so it's an upside down cross bed.
Yeah, so it's more demonic.
You see what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So for sure, not positive godlike imagery.
No, not at all.
Next, we have Sam Smith.
Sam Smith
looking like a crooner, singing 50s jazz.
Yes, he does look like
in
that.
A nursing home.
He has like spiky hair though.
Right. Then boom.
What is
he's
this?
In it? He has a devil hat on.
And
he's dressed
there,
in red.
Man.
There's fire in the background.
Yeah.
And next we have Doja Cat, recently here pictured with a knitted devil cap with some leather bands around her waist. And we also have her pictured in all these red rhinestones as if she's just like covered in red. And looks also with a shaved
red
head.
Jackfruit. Yeah.
Very demonic. And then we have Billie Eilish looking like,
bubblegum. Yeah.
And then bleeding black.
Yeah.
And she's actually some sort of satanic music that she's been writing recently.
Oh, man. Rising, huh?
So this, and of course, Lil Nas X is pictured here, and then pictured here literally dancing with the devil, right?
Yeah,
for sure.
So the story goes that if you want to make it in the music industry, you have to sell your soul to the devil, and the only way to make it up into super high stardom is if you do that. And so that's why they kind of show these beginning of the career and then later in the career after maybe they've sold their soul, which maybe they did at the beginning, but as part of it, they say that you have to pay homage to the devil and worship the devil publicly.
Whoa.
Right? And then I have this video with DJ Academics and Joe Budden, the Joe Budden podcast, and he's going to ask DJ Academics a serious question.
That it's like you are deleting posts from your Instagram to keep your number at 666.
Oh,
now,
that's true.
I noticed this a few days ago, but I didn't pay any mind. And now I see it's still there this morning, yet you've been posting quite a bit. So, before we get to the jokes, do we need to have a much more serious intervention about devil worship?
He definitely looks serious.
He looks guilty, right?
No, not just that.
Before we get to the jokes, thank you for that plug. Listen,
AKA BMIKS. So awkward.
Yeah, however my Instagram is ran, it's ran.
His voice.
I mean, truly, I gotta let you know that. Listen, I do a lot of things. One of the things I do here, I will tell y'all all this.
That was a horrible. Tell you don't have
a
PR team.
No.
So he goes on to explain absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you guys didn't understand, I guess he has 666 posts on his Instagram. And if he uploads one,
he takes another one down. Always at 666.
Super weird.
Yeah.
And his
eyes look weird to me too. When he was getting called out,
he was
just like, I don't even know how to describe it. But
he was just like, "Oh fuck," you know.
Yeah, but also he got caught, but like he didn't really care. Like, so, 666. You know, like fuck it.
Yeah,
I don't know. He had a weird stare. I didn't like it.
Yeah, I don't. Have you guys? I think Lil Nas X too. He did like a whole line of like shoes, like shoe collabs, where he made 666 of them only, and then he had like what was like blood supposedly on the bottom. You know how they have like liquid sometimes.
I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah, and people were like, "What is it?
What is the deal with this shit, dude? What? I'm sorry. Even if you don't believe in it,
yeah."
I don't know, man. There's certain things that maybe you don't want to play around with, you know?
But it could even just be like, okay, let's just say there's actually no evil forces that play a hand in making you famous, right?
Right.
But there could be a fucking cult in the music industry that sincerely believes it, and they sincerely make you do shit like that. They're like, hey, we got this young rapper, his Lil Nas X. And we're going to fucking make him do the ritual. And if he makes it, we're going to make him like, and they pay homage because they believe it. So it could be two things. It could be the actual devil, or it could be just that they, since there's a group in the music industry, or I don't know if it's just the music industry or Hollywood, but where they have a cult.
Well, that's the thing. And, like, if the Illuminati, right? Mm-hmm. Like, if people think it's true, at some point, somebody can make that true with a lot of money. And if you're willing to, like, you know, put blood in shoes and, like, do all of these things, then you might be willing to do other things, you know?
Yeah.
Right, right.
So,
I forgot what I was going to say. So another thing, okay, let's play this other video right here. Play that one.
Okay.
It was just in the middle of nowhere. I'm not going to say where it was at.
Just tell us, Richie.
I can't tell you, bro.
Was it in the desert?
It wasn't.
The city?
It was in LA. It was in LA.
I knew it. I knew it.
It was in LA. The grand finale was they had this woman and they cut out a chunk of her buttocks.
Oh my God.
And they sauteed it and they were eating her butt. While she was like moaning. She was moaning.
Oh my.
And she was like touching herself and masturbating to herself and people were doing things to her.
She was touching her vagina?
Everything.
And she's bleeding on her ass.
Yeah, and then they sauteed it and they ate it.
Oh!
Yeah, it was crazy, bro.
Can you answer one question? Was Kevin Spacey there?
I can't tell you who's there, bro.
Was The Rock there?
I can't tell you who's there, bro. I can't, but like famous people, bro.
Wow.
Like, and then they had a satanic pentagram on the floor. It was the most creepiest, scariest party that ever.
Oh, God.
See, Tila Tequila was saying things that stuff like that would happen.
Yeah, I keep seeing more and more and more and more videos of people saying this stuff. And of course, it's new information because it's the first time in history that we've ever been able to be on a platform and tell our story without going through a huge media conglomerate. Yeah. It's the first time in history.
Yeah.
So a lot of this stuff is starting to come to light. Yeah. Even the song, Panda, 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 Panda. It's always been a mystery what that means, right?
Yeah.
So part of the satanic ritual that I've heard is that you have to get anally raped. So they keep them up all night on drugs, rape them all night, and they have these big dark circles under their eyes.
Oh, I've heard
like
of that.
Like a panda. So that's supposedly
what it is.
Panda, panda, panda.
Oh,
fuck. They fucking gave it to him good, I feel.
No wonder. That Orlando Bloom guy was like, people are saying he's crazy right now.
He's definitely not crazy.
Like, he's saying so many things.
He seems crazy.
He does, but that's the whole point.
But here's the thing about crazy people.
Yeah, that is the whole point.
There was once a man that said, hey, man, I think that there might be living organisms on our skin. You can't see them.
Yeah.
But that might be the, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
there's always the crazy people, but a lot of times they're right. And that guy, he seems really fucking
you
crazy.
Think so? Yeah. I mean, yeah. And then what about like the whole clone stuff that's supposed to be happening in Hollywood?
Oh, well, Kanye West was obviously cloned. We can get into that later.
Yes, would be another episode. If you guys want another conspiracy episode, like, let us know.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude, all of that stuff is, there is so much of it, like Ellen's wall paintings or whatever, like certain artists, certain like, so I don't know. Do you guys think like Beyonce, Taylor Swift, all of those people have to also be a part of it if it exists?
Yes,
because they're
so
big, you know.
I think all of them, and otherwise you don't get to the top.
Yeah, and
you're a one hit wonder, or
I think not. If I have to just, I don't think maybe necessarily all of music industry. I think, but the big ones, yeah, there's no way. 90%, I think, go through that.
Even do you guys ever see the Jim Carrey clip when he's going on the talk show? He's on what's his name?
Oh, he's Letterman? He does like the devil horns or something.
He like goes ahead and he's like, I'm just gonna go ahead and I'm just gonna expose the Illuminati, and he like starts. He goes on this crazy rant about the Illuminati and how the CIA puts these people in place that run the talk shows. And then after he did that, and everyone's like, you know, like whatever, Jim Carrey, you're fucking crazy. Then his girlfriend died like 2 days later, or his wife like 2 days later or something.
Oh yeah, they say he had a part of it though. His wife blamed him for all of it.
I'm sure they spun it however they want to spun it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
who knows?
Yeah, that would be something that you heard. Yeah, that's true. Right?
Yeah.
If they, because like,
they can paint it however they want to paint it, man.
Yeah, it's true.
They own the media.
They control everything.
All right.
And on that suspicion. Okay.
So what do you guys think? Devil worshiping to get into the Hollywood music industry. I'm at 100.
I'm at 90.
That's 90? Okay. That's 90. And Jasmine, what is that? 90. That's an interesting 95.
That's baby.
But come okay. On. We're all pretty high. We're all pretty sure.
It's. I think it's obvious.
Yeah, I think.
But.
Okay, so anyways, that was great.
Listen. I know that usually there's a baby doll.
Put the hat on.
Listen. I know that usually there's a baby doll. But due to the type and the nature of this episode, we're not allowed to say it. We're too scared to bring up the baby doll because it's positive and we don't want to change that.
We don't want to bring in someone into the mix and expose a baby doll.
Yeah.
And then put their life in jeopardy.
So
that's true.
You know what I mean? We don't want to make them into a panda. Yeah.
And no.
You know
Can
what
you imagine
I mean?
A baby doll being a panda? No. Not on our watch.
Not on our
not
watch.
Not on our watch. So, but still, hit that like and subscribe button.
Yes.
And if you guys know anybody that's dating a Jenner or a Kardashian,
show them this episode. If you guys know anybody that sold their soul to the devil to be a famous musician, show this episode.
If you guys know anyone with a space beneath their eyes, let them know and show them this episode.
Peace.